Jesus said to the Jewish crowds, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Ever since I was ordained a priest, I really enjoy this celebration of Corpus Christi. And the primary reason for that is the year that I was ordained June 1st, the very next day on Sunday was Corpus Christi Sunday. And so my very first Mass that I celebrated as a priest in my home parish, utilizing the gift that my parents gave me of my chalice and paten, was on Corpus Christi. But this year's celebration of Corpus Christi occurs during a difficult time. There's been many Catholics that have gone months without being nourished by the Eucharist. And of course, our country is facing protests concerning racism. Now, we believe as Catholics in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. It is a tenet of our faith. But our actions seem to belie that it's a tenet that maybe we don't embrace as fully as we should. If Catholics totally embrace that belief that they are receiving Christ's real presence, Christ's body and blood, we would need a church twice as big as ours to house all the worshipers who would come each and every week to receive the body and blood of our Lord. But instead, approximately only one-third of Catholics regularly attend Mass. Maybe a silver lining of this fasting from the Eucharist is that Catholics will develop a hunger for the Eucharist and strive to receive it more often. Jesus gives himself as food for the journey through this life, to sustain us and to strengthen us to fight against the devil and all his works. But it's also a sacrament of unity. We add members to the body of Christ, the church, through baptism. They are endowed with the gifts of the Holy Spirit at confirmation, and then the third sacrament of initiation, the one that they continue to receive throughout their lives, is the Eucharist. It is what builds our unity. It is what strengthens that unity, making us one as Jesus desires all of his followers to be one. Racism seeks to tear down that unity. Now, as a country, there has been some progress in combating racism, but we can never be satisfied until it is stamped out. But that is quite a struggle, because after all of us are sinners. We all battle evil and selfishness in our hearts in the form of pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth. At times it may seem it is a hopeless struggle. But maybe it's important to look on recent history to see a little bit of that progress. And the figure that I'm thinking about looking at is a native son of New Albany, Cardinal Joseph Ritter. As Archbishop of Indianapolis, he integrated archdiocesan schools in 1943, some 20 years before the Supreme Court ruled that segregated schools violated the 14th Amendment. After he became Archbishop in St. Louis, he desegregated the schools in that archdiocese. But this was not an easy thing to do. Being part of the South, he met fierce resistance, especially from fellow Catholics. But he endured because he knew another basic tenet of our faith. All people are created in the image and likeness of God. All of them deserve dignity that is given to them by their God. A few years after he had desegregated the schools in St. Louis, in an interview he says, "Racial injustice is a sin, and it is a serious violation of charity, which is the essence of Christianity." See, we believe in a God who has revealed himself as love. When Cardinal Ritter talks about violating charity, we are turning our back on God, the essence of our faith. Through our baptism, confirmation, and receiving Eucharist, we are all members of Christ's body, the Church. When we continue to receive Christ's body and blood, it strengthens that unity. It weakens the selfishness that exists in our hearts, enabling us to love one another as Jesus loved us. One of my favorite scripture scholars, and someone who I read as I prepare my homilies, is Father Carol Stuhlmuhr. And he wrote, "Charity towards our neighbor, therefore, is the most essential way to prepare for worthy communion with Jesus in the Eucharist." Father Stuhlmuhr is describing a cycle. We receive Holy Communion, which starts to configure our hearts to love as Jesus loves, to love our neighbor as Jesus loves them. And in that love, we become even more worthy to receive the Eucharist and making us even more loving towards our neighbor. And so it is in that continual cycle that we grow to being disciples of Jesus Christ, following in his example of loving everyone, because everyone deserves that love and respect just because they were created in God's image and likeness. And so I'd just like to close with a prayer written by Father Stuhlmuhr for the occasion of Corpus Christi Sunday. Lord, we praise you for the living and life-giving bread, your gift of yourself to us in the Holy Eucharist. May we receive you worthily by the love which we manifest towards our neighbors and church. Let us make that our prayer as well, praying that the love that we experience in the Eucharist, we will share with our neighbor, and so build up the body of Christ, the Church.